You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel.
It's intense. It's psychological. It's honest. It's forthright and provocative.
That's D. Terry Williams, director of Farmers Alley Theater's production of Disgraced, which opens tonight. Williams says it's the Michigan premiere for the Pulitzer Prize-winning play.
In the last 2 years, it's the most produced play in the regional theater movement in our country.
Disgraced gives us a glimpse of what it's like to be Muslim in a post-9/11 world. The play deals with stereotypes, but Ayad Akhtar's play isn't black and white. You don't always side with who you think you would. Williams says Akhtar made his main character, a flawed lawyer named Amir, a little like him. Akhtar is Pakistani-American, and like Amir in the play, renounced his faith in Islam for a time.
And I think writing this play made it possible for him to reflect on that period in his life and the conflict that he went through, and that the major character in this play is also going through.
When Amir's nephew asks him to defend a Muslim religious leader in court, he's nervous. His firm seems suspicious of him. So what better time for Amir and his wife to host a dinner party? Amir's wife, Emily, is white and not a Muslim, but she makes paintings inspired by Islamic art. She's played by Kalamazoo actress Kate Thompson.
She sort of sees her inspiration from Islam, the way we draw on Greeks, the way we draw on Romans, that there is a cultural heritage that is universal and not ethnic.
Emily is hoping her work will impress gallery owner Isaac, whose wife, Jory, works with Amir. Isaac is Jewish, Jory is African-American. The party starts out well enough. The couples are drinking and laughing.
Mazel tov.
That's incredible, honey. I'm so proud of you.
A toast is in order. To your show. And to Emily in your show.
But a few drinks later, the couples start to get into those topics best left out of dinner conversation. Politics and religion.
I had to read some of the Quran in college. What I remember is the anger.
Thank you. It's like one very long hate mail letter to humanity.
Things only go downhill from there. San Francisco actor Damian Saperi plays Amir. He says at times, the play can make the audience feel very uncomfortable, just like the characters at the dinner party.
And it doesn't give you any definitive answers. It's like a good work of philosophy or a good philosopher. They just raise a lot of good questions, but they don't answer them for you.
Detroit actor Mitchell Corey plays Isaac. He says the play is all of these things, but it's also highly entertaining.
And that speaks to the power of the playwright in that. He's been able to incorporate all of these big ideas, and yet at the same time, we have quite a bit of humor, especially early on. In many cases, these big ideas are being talked about not in an academic way, but in a conversational way.
Director D. Terry Williams says it was important that the play have a multicultural cast. The actors come from all over the United States, and unlike their characters at times, they get along swimmingly. Here's Mitchell Corey.
So just the magic of theater alone, the fact that we have five people who've never met before that can work on this intimate and thrilling a play.
You can see Farmers Alley Theater's performance of Disgraced tonight through November 13th. There's some language and mature themes in the play, so leave your kids at home. Due to construction on Farmers Alley, performances will be held at Western Michigan University's Little Theater. For more info on tickets, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.